Birmingham, Alabama, will most likely never host the Winter Olympics. That doesn't mean you can't find one of the most popular winter sports being played there. From member station WBHM, Ben Philpott reports on the arrival of high school ice hockey in the football capital of the South.
There are often expectations placed on the male children born in Alabama. Many parents dream of the day when their child suits up to play football for either the University of Alabama or Auburn University. Sherry Carter had that dream for her son, Tommy.
I grew up in Tuscaloosa. I always knew my kids were going to play Alabama football, but no, he's into hockey.
If you guys don't want to hit, we'll lose. We'll lose to this team. You got to get ready to play hockey.
It's not a new sport to the state. There have been organized youth leagues in cities like Huntsville, Mobile, and Birmingham for several years. Now about 60 students from three local schools are competing in their own league. Laura Rosenfield started the Birmingham High School League. She says getting players together was pretty easy.
I did an informational meeting in September, and I had a great turnout, and basically the same kids stayed and are going with the league.
Laura is not from Alabama. She moved from Boston to Birmingham 3 years ago. After arriving in Birmingham, she made some calls, found high schools interested, and created the teams. Teams, to her surprise, that are filled with many Alabama-born players. Players like 16-year-old Brody Strasner, who used to play football and had never been on the ice until last summer.
I just never realized how awesome it was. You know, it's always an adrenaline rush and just fast sport. I like it.
Tim Brennan's a coach of the Hoover High School team. Like most of the coaches in the league, Brennan is not a native Alabamian. He grew up and played hockey in Maine. While teaching hockey novices could be frustrating, he sees it as an advantage. There are few, if any, prima donnas in the league. Brennan says it's hard to have an ego when you just learned how to skate.
It's a lot of fun because they want to learn, they want to get better, they show up at every practice, they skate hard, they do exactly what I say. If I asked them to jump off the bleachers, they would. They just love the game.
They love the game so much that they're willing to pay to play. The teams may play under high school names, but this is not a state-sanctioned sport. There are no school subsidies, so the league and the parents must make up all of the costs. Again, league coordinator Laura Rosenfield.
We've kept our costs down, but we do have to absorb $300. Jerseys, ice costs, socks, advertising, brochures. If we were sanctioned by a high school, we would at least get partial funding.
The costs were a little high for hockey dad Scott Nordness, but he says his son was ready to help.
He paid his own way. He's got an after-school job. He makes pizzas so he can skate.
That's an attitude found in most kids in the league. They're so excited about being able to play hockey that they'll do whatever it takes to get on the ice and get better. 15-year-old Scott Armstrong is one of the league's first-time players. Last year, hockey meant nothing to him.
Didn't care nothing about it. Didn't really like it when I rented these skates here either. I didn't like hockey at all. Then once I went and bought my own pair of skates and my equipment stuff came out here and practiced, it was great.
For NPR News, I'm Ben Philpott in Birmingham, Alabama.